Is it Ernie did a great job explaining what our members meeting is and when it's coming. I want to make sure you know how to participate in it. Now, everybody's welcome. Anybody who wants to come, everybody's welcome. The only people that get to vote are what we refer to as our members, our signed on the dotted line members, and there's still time to do that. If you want to participate in voting in the meeting, we want you to do that. If this is your church home, we want you to participate that way, and there's still time to make that happen. And speaking of which, the Huckabees, who weren't here last week, I announced them, but they didn't hear it. So make sure you welcome them. They're our newest members here, as well as one other person that's out of town, Roger Dunning, and hopefully he'll be back with us by then. Due to some family health issues, he's out of state at the moment. It's a very sad thing when a Texan has to leave Texas. So we'll pray for him, right? So if you want to know how to do that, you can talk to me. Everyone's got to come meet with me. It's really painful and difficult, but after that, it's smooth sailing. Right, Huckabee? Yeah, it was real tough. Lots of salsa, lots of chips. We had a good time. We always do. But we want you to join with us that way. Now, if you found it in John chapter 1, that's the only thing that I wanted to make sure we cleared up. Got a couple weeks to do that. Last week, we were talking about the revelation of the Lamb of God. Now, we talked about that it's a unique title, one that there's a lot of things that do show up in the Old Testament. There's a lot of things. Jesus says, this prophecy was fulfilled in your presence. Right? That's what his ministry is all about. But Lamb of God is unique in that particular phrase, that particular title in big capital letters, doesn't show up in the Old Testament. It's an elevation